1450 KMAN.
Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and for the first half of the show, we're going to be talking Riley County Schools. I've got a couple of superintendents joining us in studio, as I do every month. We have Brady Burton, Blue Valley USD 384. Good morning.
Good morning. And, good to be here.
And we've got Cliff Williams, Riley County USD 378, joining us as well.
Good morning, gentlemen.
And I'm glad you got it right on the first try, unlike me earlier.
Yeah. I have to remember a lot of things here, unfortunately. Titles are not always the easiest things to remember, but good to have you guys in. Let's start local things. Let's talk about what's going on here. We're getting almost to the end of the school year here. What have you guys both got coming up?
Well, I guess I'll jump into things first. Probably our biggest thing coming up, and I've mentioned it other months when I've been on for a couple months, but on this Sunday, if people are bored and looking for some cheap entertainment, there's no admission charge. You can come up to Randolph and Olesburg, and we are having a district-wide open house this Sunday from 2 to 5, and to celebrate the completion of all of our construction from our bond that we passed in 2017. And we're going to have all our facilities open in both Randolph and Olesburg for our patrons or anybody else that's curious that would like to come out and take a look at things. We are having an official ribbon cutting at 2 p.m. in our high school gym that won't last real long. And then things are opened up for people just to wander around. We're going to have both adults and students in each building that we'll have on red T-shirts that are going to kind of be hosts and guides for anybody that has any questions about facilities or wanting an individual tour. We'll have those people there. And otherwise, it's pretty laid back and you know, for people just to wander around. Like I say, it's you can't beat the price. It's free. So it's supposed to be a nice day. So we'll expect to see Cliff and the family over there.
Well, that'll be exciting to see all that. It's hard to believe.
I don't hear any commitment there, Cliff. I don't blame you. But anyway, also a few other things going on. Today is actually Administrative Assistance Day, or Secretary's Day, and so those are key people in our district. I like to call them the bosses of the building, the true people in charge, and they usually are. They do a wonderful job. This coming Monday, April 29th, again, if you're looking for something to do, we have our annual FFA, FCCLA pork chop barbecue at Randolph at the high school. And it's really a good meal. And there's also an art show going on, followed by our high school and middle school music program. And I think the dinner and art show starts at 5:30, and the music program starts at 7. A couple of other things. I know Riley County and Mr. Williams here have all these things going on too. But the week of May 6th, which is not that far away, is Teacher Appreciation Week in across the country, and you know, our teachers do a wonderful job and probably underpaid and overworked, but you know, they make a world of difference in the lives of our children, and probably every one of us can sit here and remember back to a favorite teacher or two that we had going through school that have made a difference in our lives also. Coming up before long will be our graduation, and I know Cliff's going to talk about some of these things too, but high school graduation for us is Saturday, May 11th, which isn't that far away, at 1 p.m., and then we have our 8th grade promotion the following Tuesday, May 14th, at 7 o'clock at our high school, and then finally, the last local thing I have, our last day of school, which is Friday, May 17th. It'll be here before we know it. So it's hard to believe. How about you, Cliff?
Where's the year gone? You give me a hard time there about maybe not showing up yet. I might surprise you, but Like Brady said, there are so many things going on right now that I'd like to highlight a few things as well. This coming Monday, the 29th, we do not have school. This is a makeup snow day. It's something different that we tried this year. It's so great to celebrate no more snow days of getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning and checking those roads. But we also have a high school awards night on May 1st at 7 p.m. Our high school class will be graduating, our seniors, on Saturday, May 18th at 3 p.m. at the high school. The following Monday will be May 20th, and is our 8th grade promotion, and that is at our high school facility as well. We had an exciting day with our OVT visit. Annually, every school district has an OVT visit, which stands for an outside visiting team, and it's a group that comes in and explores your growth. And every school goes through a 5-year cycle. We're in our second year of the cycle, and we got an outstanding report. And like Brady said, you know, we got teacher appreciation. That's the key group with administrators behind them working on school improvement. And so we greatly appreciate all their efforts, and it was wonderful to see all their hard work pay off. And I, too, want to recognize all those wonderful people that make us look so good in our district with Administrative Assistance Day. They are a very special group. They take a lot for us, and it's amazing just how kind they are, and definitely want to recognize them. We're also getting prepped for the summer. It's hard to believe it's not that far away, and doing a lot of little things this year. We're focusing on, obviously, security, trying to do some things with locks and doors again, and working on energy efficiency. We still have some T12 bulbs, and we're replacing all those in big areas that are used all the time, like the cafeteria comes on at 6:30 in the morning and shuts off at about 6 o'clock that night because there's always youth things going on. And so trying to replace those and become more energy efficient and getting ready for 2019-20.
You know, Cliff, you're talking about your OVT visit or outside visitation team, and we had ours on April 15th, and it went well also. And, you know, people out there listening might not realize, but all school districts, all buildings in Kansas go through a school improvement process, basically, you know, an accountability process of what we're doing within our district, more with teaching and learning than the financial end, but it goes into it. And like you said, we're on 5-year cycles. We're also in year two. And I think a lot of people really don't realize that, you know, we do this and that we're constantly looking at trying to improve what we're doing within our schools to make a better experience for our kids.
So I'm just curious, when you get a good report back, I know obviously you never want to have a bad report, but when you get a good report, obviously there's always areas you can improve upon, but what, do you see any specific areas that you might be looking at next year?
We I'm sure we're in the same boat here. We basically, with the amount of assistance that we have, you know, sometimes kids are behind for whatever reason that might be, and we kind of have what we call a tier one, tier two, and a tier three system, and that's an area that we have been trying to strive to improve on, and our board took a big leap based off the recommendation from our staff, and we added an at-risk teacher, and basically it's, you know, going to come in, this teacher is going to support what goes on in the regular classroom, and so let's just use reading. Let's say that we have an hour of reading instruction every day for every kid. These kids that would be in the at-risk category might be reading a grade level below or half a grade level, so they're going to get maybe an extra half hour every day. And again, it's not that the kids have done anything wrong. They just need more practice. And so they're going to get more practice during the regular school day, so they're going to get it 170 days out of the year. You know, years ago we used to have summer school, and sometimes that would view it as a punitive type thing, and that's not what this is. It's just, this is where the kid's at, and we're going to help them get up on grade level and then get ahead. And so we have put a lot of effort to that, but that's an area that we need to work on. We've got a lot of support for all the kids, and then we've got special ed help, and then these are the kind of the kids that are kind of in between. And what's really exciting is you watch those kids just get a little more practice, and they just bloom, and they move right out of those groups and do great. So that's an area we need to get better at.
Okay.
When the OVT teams comes in, our old school improvement used to be more hardcore, setting goals, following those goals, coming up with interventions to achieve those goals. And the new school improvement is a lot more flexible, and we do set goals. But I know our team keeps talking to us about, you know, don't be afraid to change those goals, tweak those goals, change those goals as you move forward in the process. If you see things that aren't working, you know, maybe not doing what you want to do. And that's kind of a breath of fresh air, I think, for all of us that especially when you work with kids, that things aren't set in stone. And so that's one thing we're trying to do, is be a little more flexible with what we're doing with our goal setting and with our interventions and so on, and not being afraid to change them, tweak them, try new things as we go through our school improvement cycle. So anyway, it's a good process. It helps keep us more accountable to our patrons and to the public, but more than anything, I, Cliff, would agree, it makes us accountable to ourselves. And, we're wanting to improve and do better all the time. And so it helps keep us more accountable to what we're doing also internally.
Very good. You have something else?
Well, the other thing I would just add is, like Brady said, it is really refreshing that, you know, you get to design this yourself, and every district looks a little different. And it's very much a bottom-up process. You know, our teachers are our experts. They know the curriculum. They know how to work with kids in all different facets. And as we move towards this, and I know Brady and I aren't there yet, but eventually the state wants us all to go to a redesign-type school where you hear these Gemini and Apollo-type names that are buzzing out there. And both of us haven't gone there yet, but it's gathering more feedback from those guys that are in the trenches and helping them guide the process more than a top-down that, you know, hey, the superintendent's going to say this is what we need to do. Because these guys are the experts. They work with the kids every day. And so that process is pretty exciting, very time-consuming, and so definitely a resource that we'll need to try to provide for all of our staffs in the future.
All right. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back more with Brady Burton and Cliff Williams here from Riley County and Blue Valley Randolph Public Schools. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.